Welcome to Top Advisor Marketing, where you will learn how to become a prolific online influencer, attract more ideal clients, and grow your practice. Brought to you by Top Advisor Podcasting, a done-for-you podcasting solution built just for trusted advisors. And now, your co-hosts of Top Advisor Marketing, Kirk Lowe and Matt Halloran.
Hello and welcome to another Top Advisor Marketing Podcast. You know, the longer you're in this industry, you realize your paths cross with a lot of people that they had passed earlier in other people's careers. And Justin, our guest today, him and I, we worked together actually for a halfway decent amount of time at Peak, which was the old coaching company that both of us worked for. And he went on to bigger, better things. I went on to bigger, better things. And then our paths crossed again. You know, I was just a regular coach there. And he was just, you know, one of the salespeople. And, you know, now he's actually the director of sales for Fusion Capital Management, which is a huge jump for Justin. And I'm really, really excited to find out a little bit more about what he's doing. Because our goal here at Top Advisor Marketing, especially with these podcasts, are to try to find ways to make your life more profitable, more fun, and just overall more enjoyable. And a lot of times we do that with marketing. But today we're going to talk about some systems that you might be able to put in place or some strategic relationships that you can put in place that will free up your time so that hopefully you can do what we always talk about, which is to be more efficient with marketing. So Justin Taylor is the guest today. Again, he's the director of sales for Fusion Capital Management. Justin, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Matt. So great to be on. Appreciate it.
Well, hey, brother. So tell us a little bit about what Fusion Capital Management is.
Okay. Yeah, I know. I'd love to. And I always have trouble because we help advisors on different sides of the business. So my value prop is it's sometimes a little long, but I mean, the big thing that we want to do is help an advisor with their operational alpha. And that's really on the side, when we're helping them with operational alpha, we help advisors that are predominantly RIAs looking to become RIAs, you know, hybrid RIAs, or maybe somebody that's looking to become their Series 65, and they might be looking to partner with an RIA. So we can help a wide swath of advisors. So that advisor that's SEC registered RIA, we can help them from a technology standpoint, a trading and a billing standpoint, and a new account opening and service standpoint. And you might be like, well, hey, I have people that do that, or I don't need help with all of that. I just need help with some of it. Perfect. We can do that. So we're very, very flexible. Our system integrates with over 750 different applications. And really what we want to do is help the staff be very efficient. And again, increase that operational alpha. It shouldn't take but a few minutes to open an account and a couple more minutes to open up multiple accounts at once. One DocuSign email or one envelope, and you can open up five accounts in one household within minutes. And this is just something that we've perfected. So we can do this on, you know, a technology standalone side, and then again, helping the advisor do that. So that SEC registered RIA, but then we can also help other advisors that might not be as sophisticated just yet, or as large, I should say, and they might just be needing an RIA to partner with, or based on their state, if they wanted to go RIA to RIA, you know, we can have them duly registered as well. And we can help that team really from end to end. So we can help them with account opening, billing, trading, end-to-end support, compliance, marketing, investments. And really, again, on that thing is no matter what the size of the advisor is, we're trying to give them time or give them time back. And it just like you said, it's like, okay, now that I have this extra time because I've been having trouble getting technology to integrate, getting disparate systems to work together, hey, all of a sudden, now I have extra time on my hands. Now, what do you want to do with that time? We would say, continue to grow your business, right?
Sure, sure.
Do more marketing, spend more time with clients, right? Or spend time with your family, right? You know, so really at the end of the day, we give advisors multiple ways to win and give them back some time. And just like you said, yeah, let's do some more marketing or let's implement some things we've just never had time to or never gotten around to. now there is no excuse. Yeah, you should do it.
Right. And I love the fact that you make it so that they don't have any excuse not to do the things that they're supposed to do. Because I can't tell you, I mean, you and I experienced this when we were at peak, right? Is, you know, advisors, they were always looking for more time because they were bogged down with so much stuff that they weren't able to do the things that they knew that they needed to do to grow. Now, I want to learn a little bit more about you. I mean, you and I went out for drinks a couple of times, so I know some of the answers to these questions, but tell us a little bit more about your journey. And so how did you get to be the director of sales at Fusion Capital Management?
Well, and yeah, I got my MBA years ago when I came out of school and started down the management path. I thought I wanted to manage people, Matt, you know, and then when you get into that, you're just like, well, you know, maybe I don't want to manage people, and started getting into more sales roles. And I'd always been fascinated by the markets. Like my dad was in the commodities business, and I'd always be reading his charts and his books and wish, looking back on it, and I'm still young enough to do it, but I'd always had that inkling. I wish I would have started or been in a financial advisor years ago, but sometimes in our industry, you might need a little wisdom. So maybe someday I will get a little bit more gray in my beard. But I just always an affiliation with markets and numbers, and had about 8.5 years ago was lucky enough to work for a Barron's Hall of Fame advisor here in town, and had been able to work intimately with mainly IBDs, a few captive advisors, but really just helping them increase sales, be more efficient, help them with human capital, but more from a sales front. And then also we had an RIA to where you could be an IAR under our RIA as well. So really ingrained into that system, or I'm sorry, into that industry here for the last almost 9 years now.
Now, I'm trying to think of how I want to parlay into this next question, because you actually just kind of answered it. Now, you talked about operational alpha. All right. So why don't you explain a little bit more about what that means, and why does your company focus on that being such a huge cornerstone?
Yeah. And that's the big thing, is we've got it to where our, you know, CTO, chief technology officer, he can do some amazing things to get, you know, if a system has an API, we can pull the information that we need from it. And advisors are always trying to piecemeal things, or, you know, disparate systems don't talk to one another, or we've done a great job, Matt, of building walls around everything in the IBD space or in the captive space, you know, so we really want to remove those barriers and take them down. And that's to where, you know, opening accounts from, you know, as long as it's not some sophisticated trust type things, should only take a matter of minutes.
Yeah.
And really, we just want and have noticed that advisors waste, and I've seen it for 8.5 years, a lot of time and administrative duties and functions are so important, but they just get bogged down by it. And some of these advisors I'm talking to, they're paying themselves $500 an hour, and it's taken them a couple hours to do paperwork to open up a new account. And we're just like, oh, banging our head up against the wall. Like, no, don't do that. Come on. What are you thinking? So really, when we built our system, we wanted to be fully transparent. Where's the account at? What's happening with the account? Is it at the custodian? Is it in the BD's hands, or is it in our hands? And so we've found a way to really streamline, really end to end, you know, back office, mid office support. And we coined that operational alpha. Oh, it sounds a lot sexier, or a lot cooler. And, you know, we just really try to, you know, I always come back to that time, but have the advisor and their staff being more efficient, you know, and spend time deepening relationships, marketing, you know. So that's really how that got coined. Is one of our partners. He used to be a higher up at TD Ameritrade, and as he's walking around our office, he's like, "You guys are increasing or helping with operational alpha," and we just fell in love with it. You know, so we've really been running with it ever since.
Well, you know, Justin, that's a huge component that I think a lot of the advisors. So Justin's going to give us a lot of gold today, but for those of you who don't have that phrase, right, who don't have that hook, like a top 40 song. You have to have that for your practice. That's just good marketing, people. And Justin, I believe that that's going to help you continue to accelerate your position, you know, really not just accelerate your position, but convince advisors of the importance of working with somebody like you, because you have such a great hook. That's something that's going to stick in their head. You know, should I be doing this? And then there's that operational alpha thing that's just going to kind of get you. It's like a Britney Spears. Of course, I'm dating myself there. I don't know if she exists anymore, but it's like, you know, her top 40 songs, you know, they're almost impossible to get out of your head. That's a good tagline. That's a good hook. Now, tell me what your goals are. So now you're in this newer position. What do you want to do? What is feeding your passion?
Yeah. And so my big thing is I love helping people. I love working on a team. And in my role, it's one of those things to where if we can look at this from the retail client first, okay, how can we help the retail clients? You know, and there are so many people out there that have no clue, that need help, that, you know, aren't saving right, need some great advice. So if my focus is helping that person, and I get a ton of joy from that, but to get to that end person, you need to help the advisor. So if we can help the advisor be more efficient, to help more clients, and then I like to take the back seat in this relationship. So as long as we have the client first, then we're doing any and everything that we can do to give the advisor the tools and the resources to be successful, to help the clients. And then if we look after our own needs, it's a good day. It's a good day in the office. I feel good. I love what I'm doing, you know, at that point, you know. So that's really one of my goals, and you know, to impact lives, and how many lives. I haven't put a number to that, but mm-hmm. you know, just the more the better. That's all.
Well, and Justin, we're kindred spirits with that, right? Because that's why we do what we do at Top Advisor Marketing, right? It's there are so many people who need help, and how do you cut through all of that noise? Well, how are you gonna separate yourself from somebody who may not have the client's best interest in mind? And when we're working in the IBD RIA area, which both of us specialize in, those advisors really do have the freedom to make the right decisions for their clients specifically. Now, when you think of success, you know, even outside of Fusion, right? So when you think about Justin's success, when you go to sleep or you know, when you look back on your life, what do you want? What do you want to have done?
Yeah, and that's where I was going to look more personal or introspective on that. Mm-hmm. And I think success is, to me, it's just any and everybody that I touch or impact, I want them, you know, to have a positive and great interaction with me. I'm big on positive thoughts and being very grateful to what we have, and don't ever take it for granted. Mentoring a young lad, you know, and he comes from a broken home, and I can make his life better, but really how you touch people's lives and what we're doing, that just, you know, that's how I measure success. I got a lot of empathy, but you know, I don't know. I need a better barometer, a better measure, but I can tell when it's working.
Yeah, totally.
How about that, brother?
Hey, you know what? I don't mind that at all. And if you haven't noticed, Justin's you know, positivity and energy is really infectious, and it's wonderful to surround yourself with people like Justin, because he's energy giving. He's not one of those people who's going to suck the life out of you. And, yeah, you know, and he goes into those interactions like that. Now, man, that was one of the things that you know, you always have a smile on your face, man. Anytime you guys have a chance to meet Justin, he's always got a smile, and that smile is totally infectious. Now, when you think about go-to resources, like a book, a TED talk, or what is that one thing that you always pull out and you're like, you know what, this is my foundation. I'll give you a brief example. I probably have sent the Jim Henson book, It's Not Easy Being Green, to about 200 people. And now that doesn't have anything to do with marketing. It doesn't really have anything to do with coaching. It's just one of those things where if I need to recenter myself, I open up and, you know, read some stuff. Jim Henson's one of my heroes. So how about you? What is your go-to?
Yeah, so I think just a couple. I mean, a huge Simon Sinek fan.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Love everything that he's about. I mean, his audio behind Top Advisor Marketing Podcast. His his podcast or his just gold. Just the way that they look at business and individuals, and just looking introspective to where look at. I just love them. Whether it's a center of influence, your why, leaders eat last. I mean, he's always continuously learning. Expert. He's not an expert. He's like, he would not claim to be an expert. And almost, I don't think I've ever read or listened to something of him that I just don't love. Huh. Or just, it just resonates with me. I'm a huge Simon Sinek fan for sure. And then our CTO, he's a go-to just cause he's a kind of a computer wizard. I always like to call him the wizard. And we jokingly, I'll be like, hey, this advisor's having this trouble. And he just shrugs his shoulders. He's like, oh my gosh, that's so easy to fall for. I'm like, no, but this is a major pain. The advisor can't figure it out. He's just like, we could technically hook something up via audio or like Scantronics.
Oh, wow.
Like fill in bubbles and it can populate if you wanted to and had a few extra minutes. I'm like, well, we don't want to take a step back with our technology. But yeah,
right.
I would say Simon Sinek, huge fan of Sinek. But yeah, just some of the things that to our CTO, as I've spent some time with him, he has a gift for solving technological problems. Wow. I should say.
Well, so who's your hero? When you think back on life, this could be a person living or a dad or in your life now. Who's your hero, Justin?
I got to go with the parents. I mean, keep it in my generation. And you always want to say your dad. Mom, dad, they make you who you are. Mm-hmm. I would say they've been through a lot. My dad's the guy. If you give somebody the shirt off his back, taught me a lot of hard work, strength, Your mom, when she can survive cancer, that's awesome.
Yeah. Goodness gracious. Yeah, I would chalk both of those up as a hero. What is the biggest lesson you wish advisors would learn?
Just one.
Well, you and I could wax philosophical about this, Justin, for a long time. But
man, when I was like, I read this question, I'm like, oh my gosh, what could they learn? I think they just need to be open. Hmm. Sometimes take off the blinders. Advisors are their own worst enemy at times. Sometimes they don't believe in themselves, but they've been told how to do things one way for so long that I don't know. I think I wish I could get their blinders off of them. And they stay or will remain in toxic relationships for just far too long. I'm like, break up with a person. They're making you miserable.
Yeah.
Why would you put yourself through this? And they always have an excuse for why they're doing it. But I'm just like, oh man. Be open to change. The environment that we are in is evolving and changing so quickly that if you don't take those blinders off, don't adopt some great new marketing techniques, don't stay in touch with your clients, can be on the outside looking in for sure. But I mean, what are you seeing, Matt? How would you answer that? It's such an open-ended question.
It really is.
Like,
Yeah. It's probably the most difficult question out of the ones that we usually ask our guests. But for me, there's only five things that you can give up to be successful: time, talents, treasures, relationships, and control. And you just touched on some of those, right? But
yes.
the number one thing that I think advisors should do is realize that there are certain things that they can control and certain things that they can't. And if you can't control it, you need to let it go, or you need to outsource it or delegate it, which is, why you're in business and why we're in business. My whole existence is to help advisors communicate more effectively with their clients and prospects, whether that's through branding, social media, podcasting, or whatever. You're in the same situation. What can you do to streamline the process to make the client experience even better? So, we are definitely kindred spirits there. If you had $1 billion, so I just write you a check for $1 billion, what would you do differently?
Gosh, if I had $1 billion, I'd want to be very philanthropic and help a lot of groups. And I probably wouldn't be doing what I'm doing if I had $1 billion. I don't know. I'm a great uncle. I don't have any kids. That would be one of those personal goals as well. Maybe try to teach my kids what I've been taught, so love kids. I would have some kind of, a fun center for kids to where they can learn and be open, and whether it's learning how to code, learning how to shape or do a new craft, just have fun. I mean, as doing a lot of the mentoring, there's a lack of, you know, good guidance and parenting, and unfortunately out there. Mm-hmm. So I think if I had $1 billion, I would try to make a big impact in that world. And I don't have a plan built out yet for that, but I could, with $1 billion, I'd probably hire some really, really smart, intelligent people to do that.
To do the plan for you.
And
yeah.
I go have fun.
Absolutely. That's awesome. If you had one superpower, what would it be?
See, this one, I want lots of superpowers. I want to be like Superman. I want to like control time like Dr. Strangelove.
Nice. Yeah.
Read minds. Be like the Flash. I was always a fast kid. Mm-hmm. I could just be like the Flash. But, you know, I just wish probably read minds. So, you know, a lot of times in my job, you know, advisors, they're not really telling you what's wrong or what they're doing.
That is such a shock to me, Justin. I can't believe it.
Yeah, I know you're not shocked. I mean, you're shocked. I'm joking, but it's just what's really, I mean, they don't give you objections. They give you excuses, but really, why don't you want to take your practice to the next level? Or why don't you, you know, because they're jumping to conclusion or connecting dots that don't exist. So I wish I could just figure out what is going through their minds and reassure them. Now that's, you know, that's an excuse, or that you're going to be okay. I know it. So probably one of those.
All right.
I'm a huge like superhero guy. So I'd want more than one power. That would be my power. Give myself more than one power.
You might make me have to change the onus of that question just so that I'm more specific. All right. How about music? What is your favorite musical artist, or who is your favorite musical artist and why?
I'm lame. Like, I just listen to like the top 40s on the radio, but I did go to an event one time and I love the Beatles. I didn't realize that almost not every popular song, but everybody remakes their songs. Mm-hmm. And they were the original, right? Mm-hmm. So their songs have been remade 2 or 3 times. So if I was going to get very specific, I'd say Beatles.
Okay. When you were a kid, what did you want to be when you grew up?
I wanted to be a pediatrician because I loved my pediatrician. And my mom's friend was shocked. We were sitting there and she's like, well, where'd Justin go? He just walked right back into the dentist office. I loved how, I don't know, I was not scared to go to the dentist, which is weird. But then as I started getting older, and I didn't really like working on tiny, tiny little things like a tooth and teeth or whatever, so that quickly dissipated. But
gotcha.
When I was a little kid, that's what I wanted to be for several years.
What is your biggest failure, and what did you learn from it?
See, and there's been, you know, a few. I think the biggest one, it's when, and not even being a good salesperson, being more of an educator or getting an advisor to where my idea, you know, maybe can register with them. Oftentimes I'd be talking to advisors and maybe looking to possibly recruit them if they were going to be an IAR or an RIA, and I don't think there's been multiple times when advisors called me back or, oh my gosh, I wish I would have. Instead of that, I'm glad I did. And it just happens again and again and again. Always be prepared for plan B and even maybe possibly a plan C. So if I can't even get an advisor to consider, and not saying they have to join or do it or whatever, but for your client's best interest, where my number one focus is your clients, then the advisor, then me, or us as a company. Mm-hmm. Like, just be that fiduciary.
Yeah.
And what if scenario? What if your IBD gets bought out? Oh, no, it'll never get bought out. Well it does. It did. It has. Yeah. It will. Long answer to a simple question. But I just, when I'm not articulating my value to where an advisor understands it. That's my biggest failure and has been over my career.
All right.
And will continue to be, but I'm working on it.
Good. And that doesn't surprise me that you're working on it, because you're aware of it, which a lot of people aren't aware of, those sorts of, you know, things that they need to do to improve themselves. So if people want to learn more, not just about you, but about what you do at Fusion Capital Management, what is the best way for people to contact you?
So typically email, phone, LinkedIn, I love them all.
Okay.
You know, I would say my email is probably the easiest. It's my first name dot my last name, so JUSTIN.KOEHLER at fusioncmcharliemike.com. So justin.kaler at fusioncm.com is the easiest. I mean, my cell phone 402-430-5845, and then of course, you know, always try to look at LinkedIn, see what's going on. So, you know, find me on LinkedIn. Would love to connect with you as well.
Fantastic. Is there anything that you guys have going on right now that, or is there anything that you would be willing to give away? Do you guys have any like free educational resources or webinars or things that people can learn a little bit more, not just about Fusion, but also, you know, something that they can just kind of sink their teeth into and maybe gain a greater understanding of how you might be able to help?
You know, that would be phenomenal if I had a turnkey resource for you. I can develop one and get you one.
Okay.
I've got an Academy Award winning video with a track that I did not mix. It's a video on our software.
Okay.
That I could get in the hands of anybody. And I know we have lots of white papers and research papers. Gosh, let me think about that though, because I would love to, whether it's a free marketing. You know, I don't know, you're the marketing expert, I would say send them to you.
Well, no, I appreciate that. But any of those white papers, what we want to do, Justin, is we want to put those in the show notes, right? So that people can click on those. Just send us whatever you want to send us, and we will distribute that with the podcast, if that's all right.
I would love to.
Good, good, good. All right. Well, Justin, thank you very much for being a guest on our show. I'd love to have you back and dig a little bit more into, you know, what Fusion Capital Management does and in how you can create that operational alpha so that they have more time. And we can see how your organization and our organization can partner together, because we are truly here to help the advisor really just gain more control of their time and do what they should be doing, which is not dealing with all of the regular admin stuff. And they should be out there pressing the flesh, saying hi to people and kissing babies.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. Thank you so much for having me on. It's been great to catch up again.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you all very much for listening. And if you have not subscribed to the podcast yet, make sure you click that subscribe now button below. And if you know a financial services professional who really could use some assistance with their technology and gain control more of their time by outsourcing it to somebody like Fusion Capital Management and Justin Kaler, please make sure that you go ahead and forward this podcast to them. So for Justin and for all of us here at Top Advisor Marketing, we'll see you on the other side of the mic very soon.
Are you ready to change the way you communicate with your clients? Are you tired of being the best kept secret in your area? Learn how to become a prolific online influencer, attract more ideal clients, and grow your business. Contact us today and see what the power of podcasting can do for your business. Click on the Contact Us link on our website at topadvisormarketing.com and set up a call to learn more. Follow us on LinkedIn and Facebook for more updates and information.